So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his preaching, then he gave many gifts to the devotees. When he returned from South India, he brought Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita along with him. And then he told everyone that you make a necklace of their teachings present in these books. How Brahma has prayed to Bhagavan. These prayers are even more beautiful than the Vedic stutis. Vrajadevi is Vrajavasis. In every verse, Brahma has prayed to Govinda while related to the Vrajavasis. How? He is addressed him always as Govinda. Means, Govinda means he who nourishes the gopas, gopis, gives ananda to Gokul, the cows, calves, gopas, gopis, he makes them all happy. And by this Vrajaras, he makes everyone happy. In this way, Govinda has prayed in such a way. You see, he has prayed and he has said that Govinda cannot be attained by any means other than Ananda Chinmaya Ras. And this Ananda Chinmaya Ras is not present in Vaikuntha or even in Ayodhya. In Ayodhya there is Karun Ras, Ras of Compassion. Thus the Sakya are present half, 2.5 Rasas are present there in Ayodhya. So Krishna, Golok Bihari, Shri Govinda is always present in Braj, where this abode is permeated with Ananda Chinmaya Ras. So Mahaprabhu, he would tell all the bhaktas about all these verses in Govinda, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrita. So Mahaprabhu, he has spoken these 8 verses, Shikshastakam. And just by reciting these verses, one will become connected to Sri Bhagavan. With the very first verse culminates in Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. With these lines, with these words. If you don't glorify the holy name, if you don't say Jai, then how are we possibly glorifying the holy name? And the holy name is actually always victorious. Is there any need to say Jai? Means you're winning over your anarthas. Not, you're not saying Jai for the holy name. The holy name is already victorious. Rather you're saying, victory should be over my anarthas, over this material world. In this way, the super excellent glories of the holy name will be radiantly manifest. Mahaprabhu himself said that Namna Kari Bhavadanaj Sarvatis Tatar Pitani Vidasmarani Nakala Etadrishi Bhagavan Mapi Durjani Nanuraga. He said that although you have manifested yourself in so many names, then how will this Param Vijayate Nam Sankirtan take place? See, Nam and Nami, they have, where are they present? See, this Priya Bhakta, because he has taken shelter of the holy name, he has captured the Nami also within his heart, means possessor of the holy name. And he is always surrendered towards him, everything he does is for him. And so, if one takes shelter of such, if one doesn't take shelter such as bhaktas who at one point have taken shelter of the holy name, then how can the holy name possibly touch you? How can you possibly say? How can you possibly be victorious over Janathas? The holy name can do everything. There is one person, what would he do? He would use his bulls to press mustard seeds and produce oil. In the evening he would return because there would be these bulls would be used to rotate this machine which would be used to press mustard seeds. So when he'd return in the evening, then when he'd be sleeping, he'd be chanting Ram Ram because he wouldn't have time during the entire day. And then Hanuman, he was there. Hanuman said, you don't have time. Hanuman would say, oh, you don't have time to chant Ram Ram during the day or night. And now you're chanting Ram Ram when you're passing stool in the open field. You have only time to chant Ram Nam, no. So Hanuman kicked him. But in Hanuman Kingdom, nothing happened to this person. This person, he was still happily passing and chanting Ram Ram. Then Hanuman again kicked him. This time Hanuman lost all his strength. He tried lifting his leg, but he couldn't lift his leg also to kick him. He had only kicked him once, and the second time he couldn't even lift his leg. And then, slowly he was thinking, who is this person? All day and night he's working, running behind these bulls to press these mustard seeds. And now he's passing. At least he should have a nice bath. And in a pure way, he should chant Sitaram Radhishan. How can he chant Sitaram such an impure way? They say Hanuman, he returned. Because it was the rule of Hanuman that anyone who chants Ram Nam Sitaram, there was a Kirtan takes place, Hanuman, he comes there. Wherever Ram Nam is being sung, he is there, Hanuman. As though Tulsidas also met Hanuman. Hanuman is the first to arrive and last to leave. In that place where Ram Katha is spoken, where Ram Kirtan is done. So then Hanuman, he went to see Ram. And Ram wasn't in the palace. And then he was in his room. See, in Kanak Bhavan. See, this Kanak Bhavan had been given by Mother Kaikeyi. Then Ram, he was saying, he was in so much pain. No one could do anything to relieve him of this pain. Then Hanuman, he came and he said, what happened? I have never heard that Prabhu, he fought with Ravan, but I have never seen him shouting out in pain like this way. What has happened to him? So then Hanuman, he went and he asked Prabhu, what happened? Why are you in so much pain? What happened? And he said, you have given me this pain. Just see how you kick me on my back. Just see the imprint of your foot is present on my back. I'm lucky that my bones haven't been broken by your kick, because you're very strong. You have so much strength. With one kick, you've broken my back. And with another kick, you would have like made me leave my body. Therefore, the second kick was stopped by me. Hanuman Singh, how I kicked you? How can I possibly use my feet on Prabhu? Although I'm like a monkey and I may say something, but still I carry him on my shoulders. How can I possibly kick him? Within my mind, how can I possibly kick him? And Prabhu doesn't speak lie. He doesn't speak a lie. He doesn't speak lies. And he's also showing me the imprint of my feet, of my foot on his back. So Hanuman was very astonished, thinking, what have I done? When have I done this? Then he said, Prabhu, you must forgive me, I'm just like an animal. When did I kick you? Then he said, when the person was chanting Ram Nam, why did you kick him? You see, Ram Nam and me myself, we're non-different. Wherever a person is chanting my name, in a solitary place, and wherever he's chanting, let him chant. Why are you so disturbed? Because even when a person is dying, he's passing stool urine. Should he not chant Ram Nam then? And when they carry him to this cremation place, even then they say Ram Nam Satya. And when he's dying, when he's dead already, when they're carrying his corpse, they say Ram Nam Satya. So why not chant Ram Nam when he's alive? Rather than chanting, having others chant Ram Nam after he's died. So you should chant Ram Nam at all times. So who are they chanting Ram Nam for? For the living person or for the dead one? So he was alive chanting Ram Nam, so why did you want to kill him? Kick him and kill him. Who can possibly survive your kick? And you see, he's already chanting Ram Nam, he's already pure. What is the difference between name and me? And then Ram, he started speaking one story from the Puranas. He said, come sit here. Then Hanuman was already shaking in fear. Then he came and sat near Ram. And Ram said, there was one king, Bhojraj. Bhojraj had a son. And the son, he asked, the king asked the minister, "Oh no, I have a son." Then the minister, then the king asked the minister, "How happy are you?" Then the minister said, I'm so happy that I feel that I'm passing stool now. Because happiness one feels after having passed stool cannot be estimated. So then the king became very upset. What is he saying? He's saying, "I have a son, my son is born," and he's saying that he's so happy that he seems as if he has passed stool. So the king said, "Punish him." He's saying that my son has taken birth and he's saying that he's so happy it seems he has passed stool. Then he said, the king, minister saw the king has become red faced, become very angry. And the king, he wouldn't even look at him. So one day, the minister, he said, "Oh king, during Brahma Murta, if you cross the river, then let's go. We'll go see a Rishi Maharshi. We'll take his blessings for your son. And then let's see what is written in his birth. Let's see his... he won't leave his ashram. We'll have to see him. And then he'll show you the astrological chart for your son. And immediately after Brahma Murta, we'll have to see him. As soon as you wake up." So it's all right. And you see, he's a minister. So the king, although he was upset with him, he could not make him leave. So he became happy. "All right, I'll have my son blessed him. I'll have my son blessed by this Maharshi." So then he said, "All right, let's go." Then they got onto this boat to cross the river. And he told the boatman, the minister told the boatman, that "You keep rowing the boat until I tell you to stop. Don't cross the river. Just keep going around in circles in the river. And don't do anything until I say something." Sometimes the boatman, he'd go here, he'd go there. He wouldn't go to either side of the bank, either side of the river. And the king had to pass stool now, because it was early morning. He had to, before, during the time of Brahma Murta. So the king was thinking, "How can I go now, pass? The boatman is not even going to the other side." So he's like, then he told the minister, "Take the boat to the other side. I have to relieve myself now." They said, "Oh king, just a little more time. You see, this river has very nice wind. Very pure wind is blowing over the river. So by breathing this air, you live a long life. Therefore, we have to wander on this river in the early morning. So now you have come, so breathe this air as much as you can. And after some time, we'll cross the river." Then he said, "Go now immediately. I cannot stay still. Take me to the other side." Then again he was going around in circles. Then the king, anyhow, he became almost crazy now. Seeing, "How can I go relieve myself? What should I do?" Then anyhow the minister took him to the other side. Then the king immediately jumped out of the boat. He went to an empty spot. And then he relieved himself. Then the minister asked him, "How happy are you now?" "Oh, I cannot even describe how happy I am now. I'm so happy now." Then the minister said, "Just see now. I told you before that when your son was born, I told him that I'm so happy that it seems I've passed stool now in the open field." So then king said, "Yes, what you said is true. Oh minister, really you're worthy of my being my minister. Prime minister." So in this way, the king became relieved. Now this person, he was chanting Ram Ram. While relieving himself, so he was happy. He was chanting Ram Ram in a happy way, state of mind. So why did you kick him? So why did you neglect him, thinking he's insulting me? Because one who takes my name, then normally chants this Bhava Sindhu. See, Agastya Rishi, what did he do? He swallowed the entire ocean by the power of the holy name. And one is chanting this name and you want to kick him. And you know that the name has so much strength, potency. Because even if you do anything to him, I'll be adversely affected. So someone said, "Oh, Prabhu, I've never chanted the Naam. I've never tasted this Namras. I'm a fool. No, Prabhu, give me such strength. But see, that I'll always chant the name, make others also chant and remember names." So when Ram was leaving Ayodhya, And Ram said, no, I won't take you. And he was going to eternal life with the Ram. Saket. He said, no, stay back and you preach my holy name, my katha. And when there's a need, then I'll take you back. Not now. Because you'll have to preach now. Whole life you were with me. So you have to go preach now. Now that you always stay with me and that you're always fanning me by your tail, massaging my legs, eating my remnants, taking fruits and roots, collecting fruits and roots for me. No. Go and preach now. And in separation from Ram, Hanuman became so miserable. He went to this Kimpurush Parvat, but he was weeping the whole time, chanting Jai Sri Ram, Siya Ram, Sita Ram. No, he wasn't even conscious of anything else. So in Krishna, when Ram appeared as Krishna in Dwapar Yuga, then when this Mahabharata war was about to start, then when he called Garuda, Krishna called Garuda and he said, oh Garuda, go. Hanuman is on Kimpurush Parvat. Go have his darshan. Bring him here to Dwarka. So Garuda went to Hanuman and he said, Dwarka, this is calling you. You should come now. Or sit on my back, I'll take you there. And Hanuman said, oh. And Garuda, as he was flying back, because Garuda also was proud that I'm Bhagwan's carrier, I'm his seva. He was thinking, I'm the sevak. I'm dear to Sri Bhagwan. There's no one greater than me. And Prabhu said, alright. Then Bhagwan, he sent him. So you see, Hanuman was lying around. He was suffering so much in separation from Ram. His body had become so thin. His tail, long tail, was just lying on the floor. So now he was just, even when he was breathing, he was chanting Jai Shri Ram very slowly. He wouldn't say anything else. He wouldn't eat, drink. When he was weeping, it seems river was flowing from his eyes. So he was suffering so much. So Garuda even, he said, but oh, you are Hanuman. So Dwarkadish is calling you. You must come now. But still, it seemed Hanuman was not listening. You see, Garuda was thinking, the entire world listens to me. But this monkey is not listening to me. Okay, let me lift him. So by his legs, he caught hold of his tail. Because Garuda also was very strong. I lift him up and take him to Dwarika. But still he couldn't even move one part of his body. Then he used his beak. He used to carry so many big elephants also by his beak. Big snakes. But he could not even move his tail. And then what Hanuman do? Then Hanuman by his tail, he just flicked Garuda away. And Garuda came and landed in the ocean. You see, Kimpurushwar is in South India and Dwarka is in western part of India, and this way he was flung far into the ocean. And anyhow, he said, oh, where he sent me? Just see how he flung me into the ocean. See, I carry the entire world on my shoulders, but I've never seen someone as strong as this monkey. He has so much strength. Just by the flick of his tail, I've come and fall into this ocean. It took me so many days to reach where he was staying. And now I was thrown in the ocean less than a minute. He has such strength. Saying, what have you seen? I've seen that he's so thin, he's so frail. He's just lying there on the ground. And he's only chanting, Jai Shri Ram, Sita Ram. He's saying at times. And he's weeping so much, rivers flowing from his two rivers. And I said, alright. Now you go now. And continue chanting Sitaram, Sitaram. You also start chanting Sitaram. chanting Jai Shri Ram, and go there and say and tell him, Ram ki jai, Sita Ram ki jai ho. And then you see immediately he'll sit upright. He'll respect you. And whatever you say, he'll listen. And don't tell him Dwarakadish is calling you. Tell him Maharaj Ramchandra is waiting for you with his entire royal assembly. Sita, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna, they're all present. They're all, so Ram is calling you to be there. Then Garuda, chanting Jai Shri Ram, Sita Ram, he flew swiftly to the place where Hanuman was. And Hanuman also now, having heard him chant Ram's names, he also became very strong. Then he said, oh, this Ram Nam has so much strength. See, Ram Nam is that one. And all the other things are like zeros. Even if you have million zeros, they have no value. But if you put one in front of all these millions of zeros, then they have value. Or else all these zeros itself, even if they're infinite, what value do they have? But if there's one, then they have value. So Hanuman was thinking, Hanuman is saying, oh, just see how much strength Ram Nam has. It has infused me with so much strength. Then Garuda, he flew back. And Sri Garuda, he came there and he was shouting Ram Nam, Jai Shri Ram. Then Hanuman, he stood still. And then, saying, oh, where have you come from? Saying, oh, Ram has sent me here. Where is Ram? No, Ram has come to Dwarka. The entire assembly of Ram is present there. This is the royal assembly. He sent you here. He has to call me. Okay. You eat something, have a bath, eat something. And you take some rest and I'll go. I'll get ready, put tilak on. Hello, Bhat, he said no. You sit on my back. I'll take you there to Dwarka. He said, there's no need. I'll go there by myself. So Hanuman, he took a bath, put tilak on. And remembering Ram, he came to Dwarka. Then Krishna said, oh, Rukmini Satyamama, become Sita. Satyamama said, I will not become Sita. Then said, oh, Rukmini, she will not listen, you become Sita. Then Rukmini became Sita. When she sat near, Krishna would become Ram. Samba and Aniruddha, they became Shatrughna and Bharat. And Baldev Rupi became Lakshman. And say this Ram assembly was there, assembly of Sri Ram. Hanuman came, got the whole, and he touched the lotus feet of Sri Ram. Say, Prabhu, what is your desire? What is your order? He said, now Mahabharata is going to begin. So you must always be present on this flag which is on Arjuna's chariot. And you must always rescue Arjuna. Because when there will be this great war, then no one will be able to save Arjuna except you. At the time when they release their weapons on Arjuna, you must use your force to press the chariot down. And that way dodge all these weapons. And sometimes when they use weapons, you must roar loudly. In such a way that they'll be so scared, they'll drop all the weapons. So Hanuman said, just give me the order, I'll finish all of them in less than a moment. Like mosquitoes. Why all this Mahabharata? You see, Ravan, he had 1 lakh grandsons. 1.25 sons. They all died. So what to speak of these Kauravas? They're nothing compared to Ravan, and still they can kill all of them in just less than a moment. They don't have the strength to face me. They haven't done any austerities. They're just enjoys. How long will it take to defeat them? He said, no. Listen to me. He has to be present on Arjuna's flag and always rescue him. Said, as it is your desire. So say, when Hanuman met Krishna and as he was writing, that time Garuda was halfway. Then Garuda asked him, where are you? He said, oh, I just met Ram in Dwarka. Then Garuda's pride was shattered. Oh, just see. By the time I'm flying back, he already met Ram and he's coming back. So then, once after the Kurukshetra war was finished, then Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, get down. And Arjuna said, no, Krishna, you get down. And Krishna said, you get down first. And Krishna told Arjuna, if I get down from the chariot, then you will not stay alive. Because Arjuna was thinking, I've conquered the entire world. He said, no, first you get down. Then Arjuna, he got down first. Then Krishna got down second. And as soon as Krishna got down, got off the chariot, the entire chariot was burned to ashes. The chariot was already burned to ashes. But because of Hanuman was present on his chariot, on his flag, therefore, nothing happened. And because Krishna was also there. So, therefore, Krishna told Arjuna, Hanuman was always protecting him so much. Arjuna saying, why is he glorifying this monkey so much? I am his sakha and he doesn't even count me as a great warrior. I fought so valiantly in this war. Then Arjuna, without any idea, Krishna, he went to Hanuman. He said, oh Hanuman, he started taunting him, teasing him. You just see a Ram. To cross the ocean, he used the bears and monkeys to build a bridge. He bought stones, boulders, and after so much time, they built a bridge. How much strength does a Ram have? If you tell me I can build a bridge in less than a moment, I'll build a bridge only by my arrows. And Hanuman said, whatever you say, say, but don't criticize my Prabhu. If you criticize my Prabhu, then I won't let you live. You cannot tolerate. See, Prabhu has given everyone the seva adhikar. Even a squirrel accepted this seva. Once a squirrel came, a small squirrel, it would climb up the tree and jump into the ocean. And then it would jump into the ocean, then it would become wet, and then there would be some sand, it would start tumbling in the sand, rolling in the sand. And then when the bridge is being built, it would go there and shake off the sand from its body. And again it would climb up the tree, again jump into the ocean. And Ram was looking, what is the squirrel doing? And told Hanuman, call this squirrel here. He's always jumping into the ocean and then getting wet and then rolling in the sand and then shaking the sand off its body. What if someone steps on it? It'll die because these monkeys, bears are very strong. They told Hanuman. And Hanuman told the squirrel, what are you doing? Saying, what can I do? They're all very strong. They can lift big rocks, mountains. I'm only very small. What can I possibly do? Therefore, I thought in my mind that once I become wet in the water, and I'll roll in the sand, and you see the hairs on my body, they have this sand sticking to them. When the bridge is being built, then if I put the sand there, then the sand can be used as glue for the stones. And this way even the sand will make the stones very soft. Then Ram's feet will also not be pricked by the stones. So Ram said, oh, you're most fortunate. And then by his five fingers, he started caressing the squirrel. And this way even now if you see squirrels, they have the imprints of Ram's fingers on their backs. So just even squirrel has the seva. Because Ram is walking bare feet, so there may be some pebbles there, sharp stones. So this way according to one's adhikar, one always serves. So Hanuman said, alright Arjuna, just see how merciful my Prabhu is. Even a squirrel he engaged in seva. See the Jambon, bears, so many, everyone they used in seva. Eagles, Garuda, vultures, Sampati, Jatayu. They all engaged in Ram's loving seva. But you are so arrogant. Then he said, alright, build a bridge with your arrows. And there was a big river, very broad river. Then he took a Durva grass, Arjuna, and then he made a bridge, made of only a Durva grass. Then Hanuman said, alright, this bridge will not tolerate even one step of mine, one foot of mine. And he said, Jai Shri Ram, and he put one foot of his down. But still the bridge wasn't breaking. But then he saw there was blood flowing in the river. Then he looked down. And there he saw that Prabhu himself is holding the bridge on his back. And Arjuna was saying it was Krishna, and Hanuman was saying it was Ram who was holding the bridge. Because Ram and Krishna are not different, but the Sevaks are fighting. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, that Ramna Kari Bhadana Jasarva Shaktis. One who chants Bhagavan's names is empowered by all Shakti of the Naam. His Naam is always present with his Naam. One who chants Naam in such a way, this Premijan, must go to such Premijans, take their shelter, sit with them, and chant the holy name, learn how to chant the holy name. Then, one, all the Shakti is present in his name. Then you will be the Shaktiman. You will be being empowered by this Naam, will not find difficult to chant any Naam. Or else, even if one desires on his own, still without Krishna's desire, he cannot do anything. Think, oh, I'll chant 1 crore Naam, I'll chant 100 crore Naams. He does for some days, and then after some days, he stops everything. No, he no longer chants even a single Naam. He realizes he's not able to chant this Hari Naam. Because it's not so easy. If a Mahaprabhu, he's, so that time, at that time one can be victorious. No one will be able to defeat him. One has taken shelter of the holy name, then there's no potency in this world which can defeat him. Or which can spoil him. So let's say the Naam, if one doesn't have respect towards the Naam, then even if he does everything else, but if he will not chant Hari Naam on his mala, then where will he get the Shakti from? How will he do Bhakti? Without this Shakti, without being empowered, one cannot do Bhakti. And without taking Shakti Thori Naam, where will this potency, this strength come from? Therefore, Bhagavan, where is Bhagavan now? He is present on this Tirumala hill. As Srinivas, and in Tirupati is present as Balaji. And they say on all four sides, Hanuman is present there. And people go there, they have his darshan. They see there that Ram Nam even is being reverberated everywhere. Everyone can listen to the echo. He is there chanting Ram Nam and speaking on Ram's instructions. Anyhow, they go, you have to climb the mountain and again you have to come down. There Hanuman is present in the middle. And his name is Japani Hanuman. Japahari Hanuman means he's always chanting Jap. And anyone who goes there, they get initiated by Hanuman himself. Means they get this ruchi for chanting Harinam. To remember Harinam. Once one king went to have darshan of Tirupati. So he asked everyone that Bhagavan's darshan, auspiciousness is had by Bhagavan's darshan. But how can his mercy be had? He said, go to his Priya Bhakta. So the king said, where can I find his Priya Bhakta? Who is dear to him? Then he said, nearby there is Narayan Gadi. There you can find Bhagavan's imprints of his lotus feet. And if you go a little more front, there is Narasimhaji's temple. And there is Papamochini Ganga. No one knows where the Ganga is coming from. But still this flow is coming. So that one, he bathes there and becomes pure. There's Tumbul Tirtha there. There, the Shiva Chakur's Tumbru is present there. This drum, handheld drum that Shiva has. And there Ganga Yamuna Saraswati, three streams appear there. And Shiva is sitting there in the middle and he's very happy. And you have his darshan. And then you go a little more front. Then if you go near the mountains, there you can see Japari Hanuman. Well, he's chanting Japa. And Hanuman, he doesn't make any sound. He just sits there. Silently. If you go sit there, then you can also listen to him chanting Jai Shri Ram. So beautiful, this Naam. If you listen to this Naam, then you're initiated. No need for anything else. Don't forget this Ram Naam. This Ram Naam is never forgotten. And you see, even now, you see, if you go in the forest, you have to come back before 4 in the evening, because the tigers are even now. you there if you don't, if you wander late in the night. You see, so many sadhus are doing bhajan there, even though there's so many tigers there. They don't do anything to these sadhus. From the shastras, so many glories of the holy name. The broad goal is Jokirtan. As long as one doesn't have faith, he will not listen. Like in Srimad Bhagavatamrita, so many glories of the holy name are described. Narad Rishi, he is going there, he is getting the mercy of all the different bhaktas. Then he went to Ayodhya. There he met Hanuman. There everyone, they caught hold of Narad Rishi, saying, we'll turn into a monkey, we'll also put a tail on you, and then you'll also serve Ram the whole time. Because Ram, he is only Krishna. And Narad Rishi said, no, I want to go to Gopal. I have to go to Vraj. Then he said, for some days in Ayodhya, seeing how they all serve there. Then he went to Arjuna in Dwaraka. He went to Dwaraka Desh. He wandered everywhere. Then he saw the glories of the bhaktas. So many specialties. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, as long as one doesn't take shelter of Harinam, then all his sadhans are like zero. They have no potency, no strength. Because with influence of Kali, all of that has been stolen. These yagyas will not give any fruit. And even if you give charity, the charity will not give you fruit. They won't let you give in charity. They say, why are you giving in charity? Oh, he's giving his sin now through this charity. No, he's suffering so much, so he's making others suffer also, making them charity. He says, so many bad things. And you're happy also, be giving in charity. Because sometimes, they will come, they will eat nicely in the feast, and once their stomachs are full, they'll go, they'll steal, they'll kill. Mine's very dirty. So what is the use of feeding such people? Therefore, in Kali Yuga, there's no way to purify oneself in any way except chanting Harinam. Without Harinam, there is no support. And Maharaji starts speaking about Narada's Katha. Sukadeva Goswami said, Naradashi was a small boy near his mother. So what did the mother do? The Rishi Maharshis would come and follow Chaturmasya. So all the Rishi Maharshis, they stay together doing bhajan, sadhan, nam kirtan, yagya, pravatarshan, pujan. So after the whole day, they accept some havishana in the evening, eat once a day. So Narji's mother would sweep the floor, bring kodang patties for the cooking, bring flowers for the archan, fruits. And Rishi Maharshis, whatever they would eat, they would give the remnants to Narji's mother. Narji's mother would feed her son, she would also have these remnants. When the Rishis start going away, then Narji was a small boy. So they're all very much thinking, oh, who is this small boy? So they wanted to give him some instructions on how they always chant Ram Nam, Harinam. And they also gave him some mantra and they left. And then when he sat down to chant his anik, his mother would not let him chant. She would tell him, oh, come and eat some up, come and honor some up, sir. Go sleep, go to bath. So Anand was just thinking, you don't let me meditate, chan. So sometimes a snake bit the mother. And immediately Naradashi left everything behind and ran to the forest. And there he went and started chanting this Harinam. There Prabhu, he gave this Janki Darshan. And he said, you go preach the Guru's holy name and then I'll take you on when it's your time. You can stay with me eternally. So then they say, now she knew the glories of the holy name. They say, by doing kirtan of Harinam, you see, he goes everywhere, every nook and corner of this world. He goes and gives Harinam to everyone, Naradashi. Just every part of his Prabhu's creation. So they say, Namakari Bhavata Nijasarva Shakti. That all Shakti Shaktis are present in Holy Name. You say, if one always chants this Sankhya Purvak Namgan with fixed mind, then, not that, oh, today I'm chanting, tomorrow nothing. Is be far away from this. Vishaya, then you'll have this retreat to chant Nam. But as long as this Vishaya, the desire for Vishaya, gratification, then you'll always burn in this fire and you'll not be able to take shelter of the Holy Name. Therefore, become free, become detached from this Vishaya. As much as you need, you accept them. And you say, with one point in mind, Nirbandhini Mati, must think, every day I'll now chant. Start with determination. I'll chant the whole mantra. I'll start, and I'll do one round. Bhaktam Thakur says, you need to say one round, chant one round, do it with faith. Then I'll chant two rounds, then three, then four. So he starts falling, and then after some time, he starts getting the Shakti. Then his taste will start increasing. And then he cannot remain still without chanting the Harinam, without chanting the Harinam. But he should do so with faith. Start with the first mantra. So Narada Ji was saying that, see, not just the whole world, Prithvi Achati Nagaradi Ram Sarvatra Pacharavaya Murnam, every town, village, country, everywhere this Naam Kirtan should be done. There will not be a single place where my Naam Kirtan will not be done. My Holy Name will be preached everywhere. Therefore, you see, Kali Yuga has not been touched. You see, this age of Kali is always having so much quarrel. Kali is like, he'll bite you, bark it. For no reason, he'll cause fights between others. Kaliyam Kalam Lati. So if you want to be happy, then take shelter of the Holy Name. And we save from this Kali Yuga. Bhaktam Thakur has some Kaliko Kara Kadana Yadisha Kali Yuga Pavana Kalibaya Nashana Shri Sachinandan Gauri. Take chant the name of Shri Sachinandan Gauri. Take, get initiated by this Naam Diksha. And by chanting this Naam, Sachinandan Gauri will be very happy. Therefore, Guru Varga, with so much love and so much simplicity, they have glorified Naam from Ved Puran in the Shastra. They have quoted Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, quoted the verses from Kali Santaran Upanishad. So they compiled all the different verses, Puranic verses, everything. And this way, they are given this tendency to serve the Jivas. Not Nirvati, not in this Mukti Marga, but Prabhuti Marga. It's not just in personal liberation, but in the personal loving service of Shri Krishna. So when this tendency comes to chant Naam, then automatically Anvata Nivritti will take place. Therefore, Sri Maharaj start preaching Mathura, Gwalior, Jhansi, Itawa, Jaipur, Deeg, Udaipur, Nathdwara, Dakor and Rajasthan. Ranachur, also in Rajasthan, Dwarka, then South India. So everywhere he established this path beat of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But gradually these places are disappearing now. So they come and power and start their preaching. So when Maharaji went to Bangalore, there he saw, start preaching there, Harikatha, Harikirtan. So many people there joined his preaching mission. Maharaj also went to southern India, Srirangam, Tirupati, went to Madurai, Meenakshi, Shiv Kanchi, Vishnu Kanchi, went to all these different pilgrimage places of South India. and all the way to Udupi on the banks of the ocean. Because Mahaprabhu, he has gone all over South India. This is Padankit Bhumi. On to Adikeshwar Thirunanthapuram, Kerala. Therefore, the sadhus, they go everywhere. Deliver everyone. This is the nature of these devotees. To always help, benefit all the other living entities. Therefore, they don't just sit in one place. To do Hari Kirtan means to distribute the foot dust of Sri Hari's lotus feet. Distributing this Naam, they empower everyone, deliver everyone. Therefore, preaching is going on in all over India, and this, now we'll listen tomorrow. Very, very bow.